Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and we're going to read Psalm 92 today. Psalm 92 has a heading that this is a psalm or song for the Sabbath day. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, with an instrument of the 10 strings and the psaltery, and with a solemn sound of the harp. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. How great are thy works, O Lord! Thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knows not, neither does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, O Lord, art on high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish, all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn hast thou exalted like the horn of the wild ox. I am anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also has seen my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears have heard my desire on the evildoers that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap and green, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. What a comfort to read this psalm, to read this psalm aloud even. It feels like a simple psalm for simple people, uncluttered and without the distractions and complications of a day. It says, quite simply, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. There is more truth in that than sometimes we take the time to think about. We pull out of the rush and the loud attention-grabbing society, giving us a chance to sit down, to think of, and to thank God for his works, his powerful works, his saving works, his caring works. It's a process that the brutish and the foolish and the rushed do not care to take the time for. It feels like it's a psalm that grandparents would sing to teach their grandchildren. It feels like a psalm that grandparents would sing together to stay green. It speaks of enemies. Who are our enemies? This is an idea that I've been thinking about a lot. It's a sad idea. And I think for the most part, our enemies is really one. It's Satan who comes in between us, comes into our relationships to divide us and to hurt us with ourselves. And so it is so important to remember this great one who is God, the one who is on high, the one who strengthens us, who nourishes us, who sets us up and secures us so that we can flourish and grow. When we are planted in him, we can flourish and bear fruit in our old age even, and to continue to have sap and to be green so that we can glorify God. That's really 12, 13, 14, and 15. The last four verses of the psalm express that. Let's read it again. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto your name, O Most High, to show forth your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night, with an instrument of 10 strings, with the psaltery, and with the solemn sound upon the harp. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I'll triumph in the works of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knows not, neither does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, O Lord, art on high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But mine horn hast thou exalted like the horn of a wild ox. I'm anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also does see my desire upon mine enemies. Mine ears have heard my desire of the evil workers that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap and green to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. If we seek to be planted in God, he will seek and work that we will be fruitful and that we will flourish. And we should thank God for that work for us. Well, thanks for listening, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.